And we have a very special guest. Let's open the door and welcome once again into the studio George's old swim coach from his childhood. It's Marge.
Hi, George!
On her motorized wheelchair.
She's a really nice lady, but trust me, she did not coach me at any level.
How are you?
I'm doing fine,
Marge. It's good to see you, George, and great to see you, non-George.
Oh, thank you.
It's always pleasant to come in here and just experience a little heat or air conditioning.
Well,
I just want to say that I read the news article in the paper about you and your son, and it touched me so.
Oh, well, that's nice, Marge. Thank you.
I didn't even see it at first. At first, I was just using the paper as warmth.
Gosh.
Then I said, I recognize that handsome face.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my Georgie.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you and the accomplishments that you've had in and out of the pool.
I don't really see my life that way. You probably shouldn't either.
You've done so well. Mm. I myself have not done quite as well as some other people such as you.
Well, I don't know. It seems like you're doing okay.
Well, to start off, George, you've got more than 2 shillings to your name.
Shillings?
Yeah, I mean that literally. I have 2 British coins that have been out of circulation since 1990.
Oh.
And that's all I have.
Oh, dear.
Well, Craig's got a lot of money. You may want to...
No, I don't.
Take out a loan from
George
him.
He's wanting to help you. He talks about it all the time.
If I could just borrow a little bit of money, I'm good for it.
You're good for it. Well,
trust me, if I could just borrow like 2 quid...
Look... We don't need to deal in that kind of currency. We can help you out, Marge.
There are a few other noticeable differences between us, Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the number of legs.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah.
I mean, you have 2, and I'm still trying to work on 1.
Mm-hmm.
Making it from stuff I find behind Fiesta on trash day.
Oh dear.
But I'm hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful. You were such a star athlete.
No, I really was.
Just like your little Blake.
Yeah, I think he's a much better athlete than I am.
It's almost as if you two are cut from the same cloth. I remember when Blakey was young, so full of promise, just like his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
If only he recognized how great you were.
At what?
Well, first of all, you were the first person to break the 4-minute mile mark in a regulation pool.
Wow.
That
doesn't even make sense. A regulation pool.
That is lightning fast.
You were also the first man to successfully execute a triple Lindy in a 50-meter freestyle.
That's a made-up dive, and it doesn't make sense as a swimming event.
You were also a diver. I didn't know.
It was such an exciting flourish to your record-setting performance that day. No one saw it coming.
Yeah.
I tried myself to get back into swimming, you know, to get back in shape and all.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I tried to re-enter swimming a few years ago, and it didn't go quite as well as I had hoped that it might have gone.
Imagine that.
I entered the Waikiki Rough Water Swim.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't something exactly to write home about, mainly because I have no existing family.
I thought you were talking about your performance.
Well, even that, too.
Yeah.
The only thing I could have written home about was asking for money to cover the medical bills from the stingray stings.
Always a medical problem.
I'm sure you're wondering why the tether on the back of the wheelchair connected to the casket.
Yes, it did cross my mind.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Funny story.
Funny?
The doctor found a heart defect in me during my routine vet examination.
Vet?
Well, it's Obamacare. You save money wherever you can. My heartbeat was so irregular, it would beat 400 to 500 times a minute.
Good
then
Lord.
Quit for a day or two.
Day?
So, I could pass on to that great Olympic pool in the sky at any point. So I carry the casket.
Oh, I see.
As just a little matter of preparation.
That's great that you're planning ahead.
It's proven to be a liability, however, because I was trying to cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge recently.
Not again.
Always going across there.
And a Peterbilt clipped the casket and sent me flying. I broke my sternum in 47 places.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, man.
But if you could just loan me the money, I really think I could get back on my non-existent feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Craig says he's in.
You know, I ran out last night, but George,
ran out.
I think he can help you.
Please, George, you're my only hope.
Well, as much as you're making
I
up the story
you,
about my past, I would be glad to help you, Marge.
Just
we'll help
$5.
You
$5 yeah. to put some gas in my wheelchair.
It's
just
gasoline
trying to get
powered?
Down to Houston.
What do you got, a lawnmower engine in that thing?
It's a Briggs & Stratton 5 HP.
All right, well, we'll get you some gas money, Mark.
Thanks, George, and
right.
congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The beautiful article they
okay,
wrote about
yeah.
you.
Yeah, thank you.
Look for me in the paper, too, sometime soon.
Okay.
I'll be in the section marked obituaries.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Bye, Marge. There goes Marge.